Congress wraps up its session today, and then members will go home for a summer recess. Lawmakers have been furiously scrambling through legislation, trying to get some bills passed before the break and then push themselves into a better political standing before the elections. But there are a limited number of things they can get done. And so we've got our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, here to tell us what remains on the table. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Celeste.
Let's start with drought. It's something that both houses of Congress addressed yesterday, but only the House got something done. The Department of Agriculture has been promoting a huge farm bill. The House didn't vote on it. Why?
No, the House did not vote on it. The farm bill comes up every 5 years. It's gigantic. It's worth, close on $500 billion and sets farm policy, subsidies, direct payments, and the food stamp program is in the farm bill, and therein lies the problem, the size of the number and food stamps. It's been controversial in Congress. It's those conservatives in the House, yet again, as we've seen on so many other issues like debt, like the transportation bill, the old way of doing things, or at least the traditional way of passing bills that benefit states like this that cost a lot of money in the House, not flying anymore. This drought aid that you mentioned, Celeste, is a program that would have been folded into the farm bill. It was in there, but without the big bill passing, what happens to the thing that people want right now, which is ranchers, cattlemen, farmers hurting in this drought right now? You know, you have the bigger issue of the farm bill, which is sort of a big political issue. They might solve it, they might not, but people need help right now. And lawmakers don't want to go home for the election, or at least home for August, I should say, empty-handed when so many of their constituents are hurting. What have you guys been doing? This is a real problem. Can you solve it? So they've tried to pass just a package of drought aid, about $383 million to get some aid to people. And it's getting a little dicey. Listen to Frank Lucas here. He is chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, frustrated because the farm bill has failed after he worked for over a year on it. Listen to Frank Lucas.
My priority remains to get a five-year farm bill on the books and to put those policies into place. But the most pressing business before us today is to provide disaster assistance to those producers impacted by drought conditions who are currently exposed. It is as simple as that. There is a problem out there. Let's fix it.
And the House did that. They scrambled and voted to pass just a package to help. This is just for livestock, by the way. It says livestock and growers who feed livestock. This is not for other kinds of farmers or people who grow crops.
Right,
this
right,
is mostly
right.
for cattle and dairy. The Senate's not going to touch this. I have to give some bad news to anyone listening in drought places. The Senate says, we have a farm bill. We passed it. You guys over in the House can't get it together. We're not passing one-year extensions. You didn't pass a farm bill. They might address this in September if things get dire, but that thing that the House got done has gone to die, and the Senate doesn't look like they're going to pass it today.
Well, I was seeing tweets and messages coming out of the White House saying that what they really needed to get done was the cybersecurity bill. The bill failed.
I have more bad news for you. You're right. It failed. It could come back in September. This has broad bipartisan support in the Senate. Everybody seems to know that we need a bill beefing up our protection. We're talking about critical computer-based infrastructure, transportation infrastructure, electrical grids, water, financial. These are all critical infrastructures that could come under attack from, you know, a foreign source, whether it be an independent actors or governments. The problem is that most of these entities are privately run, and private industry is not getting along with Congress about what the rules are, about how to protect themselves, how to report when they're attacked, the source of attacks, and private companies have been wanting liability protection. If we do the things that Congress says we should do, we want to make sure we can't get sued if something goes wrong, if we follow all these rules. Nobody's been able to agree on that, even though the Intel community, has been up on the Hill telling senators in classified briefings just how important this is. It hasn't done any good. Listen to Joe Lieberman, who's one of the key sponsors of this bipartisan bill, Republicans and Democrats.
The special interest outside have to be reasonable and put the national security interest first. We got to get something started to protect us better than we're protected now. And again, the question is, do we have to wait till there's a major catastrophic cyber attack?
And in fact, we may
wait till after the election.
It may. It's certainly not happening before the break. That's Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd. Have a great weekend.
Sure thing. Thanks, Celeste.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.